Hello, everybody. It's Tani here, and welcome, so welcome to this course, Whole Woman Speaking, the first course for 2011. And I just really want to welcome you from the bottom of my heart. I'm just having such a big smile as I look at the names of the women who are popping up on my screen as you're all dialing in. I'm sure we have a few more women on their way, and I'm sure they'll be arriving in the next few minutes. I just want to start by checking that all of you can hear me clearly at the moment. So if you can hear me fairly clearly, could you press 1 on your phone or your computer? And if I sound really weird or distorted, could you press 2? That'll just give me a sense of whether it's sounding all right. Oh, good. I'm seeing lots of 1s. That's fantastic. Excellent. I'll take those hands down. This technology I'm using, Maestro Conference, is really wonderful because it means that I can ask you questions. I can also put us into little groups to do exercises and process together, which is really, really beautiful. So I just want to start by welcoming everyone. We have people here in this course today from, I think, Australia, New Zealand, the United States, and Canada. Last time we also had people from the UK, but the time zones this time have made it a bit challenging for the Europeans. So we've mainly got people from North America and Australasia, which is wonderful. Two sides of the planet coming together. Really excited because as you get to know each other on this course and also through the Facebook group that I've set up, you'll come to see what I've seen, which is that the participants in this course are all incredibly inspiring women. I mean, I feel like I have as much to learn from each of you as you have to learn from me in our own particular areas of passion and expertise. All the women who are drawn to this course each time I run it tend to be very visionary, heart-centered, awakening, conscious women. That's the intention I set when I create this course. I always set a very clear intention that I don't really care about the numbers so much. I care about the quality, the level of frequency, and the integrity of the women who join this course, so that the work we're doing will be really, really fast, really, really transformational, and so that I'll get to have the joy and fun of connecting with like-minded, heart-centered women. So that makes my life a joy, and I really look forward to teaching this course. The old way that I would have worked a few years ago when I was much more coming from my masculine and from my head would have been, I just want to sell lots of places to the course and fill it up and earn lots of money and get my message out. And I'm really not so much interested in that these days. I'm much more interested in the quality of the connections that I have with the people in the course, the level of transformation that they have. And I'm much more concerned that the people who are doing the course are really, really ready for it and resonating strongly with it so that we can run very fast and go very deep, much more than in having high numbers or making lots of money. Although my belief is that as we really connect deeply with people and help them with genuine, real transformation, that brings its own rewards. Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's further contact, sometimes it's travel opportunities. We never know the shape that it will form, but I really do believe that if we keep putting ourselves out there in a really heart-centered, pure, high-integrity way, that it only offers rewards back in return. So, and I've seen that be evidenced as I've been running this course. So really, really excited to welcome all of you wherever you happen to be in the world and whatever time it is. Where I am right now, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Australian time, which is usually the time I wake up. I have been up for a couple of hours today just to get all the admin done, but that may be why my voice sounds a bit crackly because it's the first words I have uttered today. That's okay. And it just shows you that, you know, when we speak, we don't have to be perfect. Really, people don't care if we have a sore throat or if we're not wearing the right clothes. They just care about the passion and integrity with which we're speaking, and you can probably feel that yourselves today. So my name's Tani Wolf, for those of you who I haven't met before. Looking through the names in the list, I can see some people who I do know personally, some people who I've never met before, so that's really exciting for me. I'm really looking forward to get to know you all. Some of you may know my background. I'll just give you a very brief intro because I do want to start getting into the course pretty quickly, but I think it's important that we all get a sense of ourselves, and I'll be giving you all a chance to introduce yourself soon as well. Yeah, my name's Tani and I'm Australian and I've lived all over the world and I consider myself a global citizen. I actually consider myself an intergalactic citizen, if that makes sense. And I've started running this work. It really grew very organically. I'm someone who has actually always loved to speak. Speaking and writing are my two main passions. So I haven't come at this from a history of being terrified of speaking, but I have come at this from a history of being in a very masculine model of speaking. So I started out my career as a lawyer, some of you know I was worked at one of the biggest corporate law firms in Australia, and I studied international law at Oxford on scholarship, and I was a super high overachiever, and I was very much in my head. And I used to speak in that really masculine way of trying to convince and sell and be funny and entertaining and charismatic. And it worked, you know, fairly well for me. But there was a high price to pay for the way that I was living and including the way I was speaking. I was living very much in my head and I was very disconnected from my heart. I was very disconnected from my body. I was very disconnected from my higher self. I was very disconnected with my community. And all of those things are things we're going to be looking at in this course as part of freeing up our speaking. And the consequence that I paid was that I suffered very severe chronic back pain. I actually couldn't walk. I couldn't sit for many years. I had to leave my career as a lawyer and go on a very long, long journey of wellness through which I completely relearned how to move. I learned to start to listen to my body. I learned to get very free and natural with my movements and really listen to the wisdom of my body. And we are going to be spending 1 week on this course looking at that and looking at how that can free up our speaking. I then did a long process of really connecting deeply into my heart and opening up to spirit and working more with my higher self. And as I started to introduce more and more levels of connection with myself, connection with my body, connection with my heart, connection with my higher self, I started to notice that my connections with the rest of the world were deepening, with my friends, with my family, with my audiences I was speaking to, with my community. And what was really interesting is over the years as I went through this journey and I shifted myself, mainly because I was trying to get out of pain, physical pain, I saw a huge change in my speaking. And it was really surprising because I didn't do any of this work to improve my speaking. I did all that work because I had, you know, was crippled and I couldn't walk and I had 24 hours a day extreme pain. But one of the benefits was that my speaking transformed. So as I said, I've always been a speaker. I used to be a debater and a mooter and stand up in front of courts of law, in front of judges. And I very much spoke from my head. And as we go through this course, you really will get some experiences of what the difference is when we speak from our head and when we speak from our heart. It feels completely different to you as the speaker, and it feels completely different to the audience. But I didn't know this at the time. And as I started to do all my Feldenkrais training, which freed up my body and changed the way I was using my body, the way I was standing, the way I was moving, the level of connectedness I had to myself, I started getting a very different response from audiences when I was being the MC at someone's wedding or speaking somewhere about something. Instead of people saying, oh, that was so witty and clever and entertaining, which is all head responses, I started having people say, wow, that was really compelling. That was powerful. And then I thought, that's interesting, what's changed? And I realized the only thing at that point that had changed was that I was much more connected to my body. I wasn't just speaking with my face and my lips and my eyes and my arms. I was actually speaking with my whole body. And then as I went on and did all this deep heart work and opening up to connecting to my heart, connecting to my higher self, connecting to my audience kind of things that I did, I started to notice that I was getting a third kind of response, a new response again when I would be speaking at someone's wedding or speaking at an event. And people stopped saying even, oh, that was compelling. They started just saying to me, wow, I really felt that when you speak. Oh, wow, that really shifted me. Wow, I'm inspired. I want to go and change my life. So it was landing much more deeply with people, the words that I would say, than when I was all in my head and people thought it was entertaining, or even when I was connected to my body and people thought it was compelling. And I started to realize, wow, this is fascinating. My speaking has really changed. And then, because I do a lot of speaking, people started asking me to coach them in speaking and mentor them in speaking. And I had a colleague here in Australia who is a voice expert, and I'm obviously a body expert. I work as a Feldenkrais practitioner now. And so the two of us together started running some workshops here in Melbourne, which were all about how to speak with feminine power. And I would teach people how to connect to their bodies and free up their bodies. And she would teach people how to speak with an authentic, engaging voice. And they were incredibly powerful. And we noticed that at the start of the workshop, we tended to have two kinds of groups of women who would arrive. And they also tend to be the two kinds of groups of women who do this course. And the two groups really were either women who were very, very scared of speaking, quite shy, had never had the courage or the confidence to speak, or women who were like I used to be, who were very confident speakers but very much in their masculine, and that they found it exhausting and draining and that it was leading to other problems in their life, because usually how we speak is just a reflection of how we live our life. So if we're always speaking in our masculine, it's probably a sign that in all areas of our life we're pushing and striving and overachieving and getting burnt out. And if we're tending to be very shy and afraid of speaking, then there's probably areas in our life where we're not quite living our truth or really being our real self or presenting ourselves authentically in the world. And so we noticed that as we went through this powerful workshop, by the end of the day, the women would be speaking much more powerfully, their bodies were free, their voices were nice and engaging, and a lot of their fears had dropped away. But we saw that a lot of other things were changing for them as well as just their speaking. And I got very excited about that because really at heart, I'm a personal growth transformational change agent. I really want to help people evolve themselves at every possible level. So when I work with people, I work on every possible level. But I decided to stick with speaking as the entry point because I think how we speak really reflects who we are and how we're being in the world. So you'll notice over the 6 weeks of this course, especially, and also if any of you choose to continue, I'm probably going to offer some small coaching groups at the end. I haven't decided yet, but if there's interest in that, I will. And over the course of this telecourse or any further coaching, you'll notice that not just your speaking will change. Your whole way of being in the world will start to change because, as I said, how we speak really reflects who we are and how we're presenting ourselves and who we're being in the world. So just I want to just drop that in at the very start, that this really is a powerful personal growth journey that you're starting on. The most obvious thing that will change will be your speaking, but a lot of other stuff will shift as well. And that's really exciting for me because that's where the juice of this work is for me. That's what excites me about it. I love facilitating those transformations. I love experiencing them in myself, and I love seeing them in others. So I'm really excited about that. And so basically, just making a note of something. It's okay, thanks. Yeah, so basically I started running these workshops, live workshops, and then started getting asked to mentor women around the world on various telecalls about speaking. And what's interesting, and I think a lot of you will resonate with this, is this whole work with speaking evolved organically. I didn't sit down one day and go, right, I want to start offering telecourses to women all around the world in speaking and become a speaking guru around the world. It wasn't like that. That's the old way I would have done it. But this way, where I'm now coming more from my feminine energy, acting in response, following my gut, following my heart, it's kind of like the world asks for something, and then I check in with myself, well, does that feel right to me? Would that be joyful for me? Does it feel easy for me? And if the answer is yes, then I do it. So I found I started getting asked to teach people about speaking, and then someone said, would you run a telecourse? And I thought, oh, that sounds fun. Yeah, I think that would be nice and easy. And so I said yes. And then at the end of that, someone said, would you do some coaching groups with us? And I thought about it. And I said, yeah, actually, that feels really good for me. Okay. And because I was never pushing or trying to make something happen at any point, this whole woman speaking journey has happened very easily for me. And that has been the experience of the women who've done the course. So it's all evolving organically. And I just put that out there to say that if while we're doing this course, you start to feel like there's some other way that I could support you, or if you want to take this further in a way that I may not have thought about before, just let me know, because that's really how this whole thing is growing for me. It's just growing in response to what people want, and then I tune in and I decide, does it feel right for me to do that? And it's a very different way of operating than the masculine way of having a vision and putting it out there and making it happen and creating, and that's what I used to do, and I used to end up exhausted. So that's really where we're at now with the course. This is the third time we're running it. Yet again, as I said, we have a profound group of women from many different countries, all of whom, from what I've read in the words that you've written when you signed up for the course about why you're wanting to do it, I sense and have read that for most of you there is a higher reason why you're doing this course. It may be just for your personal life that you really want to be heard. I read a lot of people say, I really want to be able to speak my truth with my friends and my family. But some people were also writing that they have a vision or a message or a yearning to share themselves with the world, something that they want to get out there, whether it's just to their local community or on a global stage. And that's what we're going to be working with in this course, your potential to actually speak to your family, to your friends, to your community, and to the world, so that you feel confident that you can actually offer yourself in all your authenticity, whether that's your truth about where to park the car or whether that's your truth about global warming. Both of them are yourself and your truth. But that's really what this course is about. So I just want to briefly talk about a few logistical things. So we're going to be having 6 weeks of classes. All of them will be at this time, which in Australia is 10 till 12 Wednesday mornings, US Pacific time, it's Tuesday evenings, 5 to 7pm. Those of you in New Zealand, it's midday on Wednesday till 2pm. Those of you in other places, I'm sorry, I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but I'm sure you already know that. If you can't make this call, I know some of you are listening to this on the recording who aren't able to join us live today. If you can't make this call, don't worry. As long as you listen to this recording during the week, on Sunday we'll be having a follow-up call every week. And really the follow-up call is quite short. It's only 30 to 45 minutes. And it's just a chance to do the actual group sharings and the small group processes that we do in this class. But all the stuff that I talk about, all the stuff we do as a large group, you will have been able to listen to that on the recording, so we won't need to do that in the follow-up call. The follow-up call is like very concentrated, and it's just doing the few things that you can't do by yourself when you listen to the recording. And we just jump in, and I will assume everyone has listened to the recording and done all the stuff that they could do on the recording. And then I'll say, okay, guys, let's get into our small groups and do the exercises and do the sharing, do the debriefing. So if you ever can't make the main class, don't worry, you can just listen to the recording and jump into the follow-up call. And I've tried it this way before and it worked really, really well. So it means that everyone can participate. So that's the logistics in terms of the course time. Also, we are using Maestro Conference. The call quality is a lot better than it was last year because everyone has their own phone numbers now, whereas last year we all used different phone numbers. But occasionally still, you may find you drop off the call or you get knocked off the call, and that's okay. If that happens, just take a deep breath, just relax, just use it as an opportunity to practice the centering techniques that we're going to learn next week, and just redial back in and join in. And if we were in the middle of a group process or in a discussion in small groups, I will see you come back onto the call and I will be able to put you back in your group. So you don't have to worry about that. But if you do find yourself dropping off and coming back in and don't know what we're up to or don't know what you're supposed to be doing, just press 5 on your phone or on your computer. It's like a little hand going up and I'll see that and I'll just jump in with you privately and just say, hey, what's up? Did you follow the call? This is what we're doing. I'll put you back in your group. So don't worry about that. And if at any point you do have a question like that, just press 5 on your phone and I'll see that. So that's really the logistical issues. Oh, the last thing is just if I drop off the call, which is unlikely, but you never know, my Skype connection could cut out. If it does, don't worry, just stay there. Even if you're all in silence at the time because I had muted you, just wait and within 30 seconds I will have dialed back in because I can see straight away if I drop off the call and I'll just dial straight back in. So it won't be more than 30 seconds. So that's great. So that's all the sort of boring logistical stuff out the way, but we have to do it because it's important to have those sort of details covered. So now I really want to talk about, I suppose I could call them ground rules or heart-centered ground rules for the course, but I just want to go through with you because I think it will add a lot if we're all on the same page. Some of these are very basic, but I just want to go through them anyway and see if we can maybe come to some agreement about them. So the first one is I really want to ask for all of your confidentiality on this course. You are going to be put into small groups and often you'll be sharing about things. You might be talking about fears about speaking, or we might be doing processes where you're practicing speaking about something you care about in the world or your vision or your family. And we really want this to be a safe space. So we want everyone to know that what you say will not be shared with anyone outside of this group. So that what happens in the course stays in the course. I won't be sharing the recordings of anything discussed privately. If I share any bits, it will only be myself talking like this, where I'm talking about a topic. And I think, oh, I said that quite something interesting today. I didn't know that I was going to say that. I might just extract that out of the class and use that in the future. But that will only ever be my stuff that I'm talking about. I will never share any of the things you guys say. And I want to ask that all of you will agree to keeping confidential what you hear in this class. Obviously, if something someone says resonates with you and you want to follow it up with them, that's brilliant. Just jump on the Facebook group that I've set up. I'll talk more about that later. And you can all chat with each other and continue your conversations outside of the class, but just don't share them with other people because let's keep the stuff that we talk about confidential. The second ground rule, I suppose, I would call deep listening. So because we are going to be doing a lot of exercises with speaking over the next 6 weeks, it's very tempting as a woman, and I know because I do this just as much and probably more than anyone else, it's very tempting as women for us to jump in and interrupt and say, oh my God, I totally agree with that. Oh my God, that happened to me as well. Oh my God, wow, how amazing. We're such kindred spirits. You know, as women, we love to connect with each other. We love to show affinity. We love to show that we're listening, that we're understanding. But in this course, it's really important to simply listen without interrupting when someone's sharing, because it's their chance to practice their speaking. And I will give you usually time at the end of the process or at the end of the class for you to compare notes and chit-chat and go, oh my God, that was so interesting, I really resonated with that, or whatever comes up for you. But I'm going to ask that during the exercises you don't interrupt each other and you don't go into chit-chat or girly chat or womanly sharing or connecting, even though you're going to feel that urge. And I know you're going to feel that urge because I feel that urge when I hear you all talk. I'm dying to jump in and share and connect. But I'm going to ask that we set that aside and we just listen deeply to each other. We witness. And when I give you the chance to talk, I will be giving you instructions on what it is that you're supposed to be sharing or reflecting back to them. And please just try and monitor that urge to chit-chat and share and connect. I will always give you a chance during the class to do that. That will be at a separate time. So the third ground rule is I really want to give us all permission to actually ask questions and share things when it feels right to you. So sometimes during the class I might bring us back together as a big group after we've done an exercise and I might say, okay, I really want to hear if there's anyone who has anything to share that they learned from that exercise or that changed for them or that resonated with them or just something interesting or that you feel like sharing. And I'm really going to encourage you to close your eyes and tune into your heart. Is there something here for me to say? Because often we get really shy and think, oh, well, yeah, I did find that interesting, but I won't tell anyone that because no one will be interested in what I have to say. I really want us to set aside those scripts for this course because what happens in this course is there's a small number of women. There's only about 20 women usually do the course, and they're all very powerful women, and there's usually a reason why that particular group of women have come together at this time for this course. There's usually connections that are there to be made. There's usually realizations that are there to be triggered by each other. I can guarantee that if you had a realization or a shift during a process we did, someone else in the group will have had it too, because you're all on the same frequency. And so if you find the courage to press one on your phone and share with us, oh yeah, it was really interesting when we did that process, this happened for me and I noticed this, you are probably freeing up someone else in the group to go, oh my God, I just realized that happened for me too, I hadn't even realized that. And you will be helping the other women on the call by your sharing. So I really want to set this up as a space where it's okay to ask questions of me or to share and really see if you can overcome that urge just to not speak. So that's one of the rules, allowing ourselves to share and ask questions when it feels right and really to tune in and know that if you are getting a question or if you are having something come up to say, it's probably because someone else in the group needs to hear it. And I guess the final ground rule, it's not really a rule, but the final principle of this course is that I want us to feel free to face our fears and face our limiting beliefs and face all our obstacles about speaking and maybe go into them and talk about them as they come up, but at the same time to actually hold the space for our highest version of ourselves. And that can sound like a bit of a paradox, that at the same time we're actually facing the things that we don't like about ourselves or facing our challenges, but at the same time holding the vision for our highest possible self. So it's a bit of a paradox, you know. This is where I'm at now. These are my challenges, but this is also who I know I really am underneath all of that. This is where I know I'm really going under all of that. And so I'm going to ask if we can hold both of those possibilities at the same time, the possibility to go into our blocks and to also hold our real true self in our hands as well, the highest version of ourselves. So before we go any further, I'm just going to see if we have agreement on these four ground rules. The first one is confidentiality. The second one is listening deeply without interrupting. The third one is allowing ourselves to really speak and share and ask questions without feeling self-conscious about that. And the fourth is giving ourselves permission to really face our fears and our blocks whilst at the same time holding the space for our highest version of ourselves. If you agree with those four ground rules, I'm going to ask you to press one on your phone. And if you don't agree, I'm going to ask you to press two, and maybe there'll be something that I have to clarify. Oh, I'm seeing lots of little ones go up. So I'm seeing all ones. And Mary's just come back onto the call. She dropped off. So Mary, what we were doing is I was just asking for agreement on the ground rules, which were confidentiality, deep listening, allowing ourselves to ask questions. And the fourth one that you didn't hear when you dropped off was really that we give ourselves permission to actually go deep and face our fears and face our blocks about speaking, while at the same time holding the possibility for our highest version of ourselves. So we're facing our fears, yet also knowing that they are not who we really are. So if you agree with those four ground rules, I'm going to ask you to press 1 on your phone. And it looks like we pretty much have ones from everyone. Excellent. There might be one or two who haven't pressed anything. It may be that you don't know how to do that on your particular headset or phone, and that's okay. Fantastic. I'm going to take all hands down now. Great. So what I want to do is now just take a couple of minutes to set our intention for the next 6 weeks. So I'm going to tune in and start by saying my intention. And then if anyone wants to add any extra strands, it's kind of like we're weaving a tapestry or a blanket of our intentions that's going to be underneath our feet for the entire course. So I'll start with saying a few that come to me right now in this moment. And then if anyone has any extra threads that they want to add in, I'll pass you the microphone and you can speak those. And then we'll have a really powerful intention set for the next 6 weeks. So I haven't planned any of this. I'm just going to tune in right now and see what is coming up for me. So my intention is that all the women, including myself in this call, can really have a powerful process of transformation so that by the end of it, we're all feeling really, really confident about speaking our truth, about going out into the world and presenting our true self, our authentic self, without fears or blocks limiting us. My intention is that we all get very, very clear on what it feels like to speak from our heart, connected to our body, connected to our higher self, connected to our audience, connected to our subject matter, connected to our intention, so that whenever we speak in the future, it feels effortless and joyful and that it has a powerful impact on the people listening. My intention is that people find this course to be joyful and uplifting and inspiring and juicy, and that we leave the sessions each week feeling really energized and inspired and connected to each other. My intention is that the women in this course really be authentic with each other and real with each other and support each other and listen to each other and really form a sense of kinship and sisterhood, that we're all working towards a common purpose in this course and beyond. And my intention is that the course flows easily without any technical hitches and that everything, really my highest intention is it's effortless and joyful. So those are four intentions from me. I'm just going to see if you all close your eyes for a moment and just drop into your heart, whatever that means for you at this moment, and just see, is there any extra little piece that is coming to you that needs to be added into our group intention for this course? And if there is, just press 1 and I'll pass you the microphone and you can add in that extra piece. Okay, I'm seeing Mary. Mary, go ahead. You've got mic.
Hi, everyone. Hello. My name is Mary. My intention is to go with the flow with the exercises and not resist them.
Great. That's a wonderful intention. I love it. Thank you. Okay, if anyone else has an extra piece of intention to add in, please press 1 and I'll pass you the mic. That was a great one. Going with the flow and not resisting. Beautiful. And remember, you're speaking not just for yourself, but for all the other women. There may just be something I've left out. Okay, beautiful. It looks like we've covered everything between me and Mary. That's fantastic. Oh, no, here we go. One extra one. Mahio, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but go ahead. I'm giving you the mic. Hello.
Thank you. It's Mahio. Hello, everyone.
Mahio.
The only thing I would like to add is that I feel this is such a metaphor for the huge shift that's going on in our civilization and the planet. And to speak from your heart is a metaphor for the feminine coming into power and for moving into oneness and out of separation. So that's an important piece for me.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. That's absolutely it. What we're doing in this course really is way beyond speaking. We're transforming ourselves into really beacons of heart-centered, radiant, joyful, connected beings. And as we go out, as more and more women go out into the world like that, this world is changing. And these women are going to be a huge part of that. So absolutely, we are practicing stepping into the feminine in this course, and that is part of the global shift. So really appreciate that. Wonderful. See, it always works out perfectly when you do this. All the bits that I left out, someone else brings in. It's beautiful. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves in a minute, but I just want to take a moment to just bring ourselves all into our hearts before we do that, because it's often interesting how we speak differently once we've done that. So I'm just going to ask you all to just close your eyes for a moment and just pop your pens and papers down. And just notice how you're sitting on your seat or on your couch or on the floor. Notice how your body's contacting the seat or the couch. And just start to bring your awareness into the center of your chest, your heart space, whatever that means for you. Some of you may see a color or have an image in your mind's eye of what this heart space looks like. Some of you may just feel it in the middle of your body. Some of you may hear a sound or smell something, whatever you notice. Just really dropping in. Maybe take a nice deep breath in and breathe into that heart space in the middle of your chest. And then exhaling. And then we'll do that again. Breathing in into that heart space and then breathing out. What I want you to start to imagine is that all the other women in this course, whether they're listening live or they're listening to the recordings, that's probably about 23 of us all up. As you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing in the love coming from all of their hearts as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, imagine breathing your love out into this space so that it goes into the heart spaces of all these other 22 women. So you're breathing in the love from all the other women in the class. And as you breathe out, you're sending your love out to them, and they will be breathing that in. And just really noticing how that feels. And they may be in different parts of the world, but they can still feel it. And as you breathe in, you can sense all these different women, even though you don't know what they look like, you don't know their names yet. You can still feel them. It's very subtle. Even if you just imagine it, that's enough. Imagination is a very powerful force of creation, so just imagine it. Notice what starts to happen as you're breathing in the love from these women and you're breathing out your love to these women. What starts to happen? How do you start to feel? How do you start to feel in your body, in your heart, in your mind? And what starts to happen in your heart space? Does it maybe start to throb or grow or glow or change shape or change size or change color? Maybe it just feels differently physically as you fill it up with this love from the other women. So as women, we're really good at receiving and filling ourselves up. And so in this moment, we're filling ourselves up with the love and energy and joy and connectedness from the other women in the course. What I'd like you to do is just start to slowly bring your awareness back to your body and back to the room, and maybe start to wiggle your fingers and toes and even start to open your eyes. But keep that feeling of fullness, that feeling of connection to the other women through your heart, even as you come back into the room and you open your eyes. And what I'd like to do is actually take the time today to go around the group and introduce ourselves. We're going to do it very, very briefly because there's a lot of processes I want to do for the rest of the call after this, but it is important that we do it. So we're just going to take less than a minute each, and you're going to start by saying your name, where you're from, because it's fun to hear where we all are in different countries and what time it is where you are. And then I just want you to talk about why do you want to do this particular course right now at this particular time? What is drawing you to this course right now? And we're going to keep each person to under a minute. Even 30 seconds would be great so that we can give everyone a chance to speak, and then we've still got time to do our profound work we're going to do later. So I'm going to come to you each in order. So just say your name, where you're from, and why you're wanting to do this course right now, this particular moment in time. So I'm going to start with Lyndon. Welcome, Lyndon. Here's the microphone for you. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm Lyndon Beam, and I'm from Melbourne. And, this is quite an honour to be the first one. Why I want to be on this course, it just jumped out at me. All these amazing things are happening for me at the moment, and I'm just getting this really strong message to reconnect with my heart and my spirit and to speak my true voice. And I'm very delighted and excited to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you. Love it. Gorgeous. Okay, now, Jacqueline, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Oh, good. I'm Jacqueline from Brisbane. And, Tani, I'm really excited to be doing your course. I think I mentioned to you that I had been looking around for speaking courses and none of them kind of worked out at the right time when I could make it, and now I know why, because I needed to be doing your course. And I want to speak to women in my local community, stay-at-home mums who in my local community have been through some challenges with the Brisbane floods, and I want to be working with them to help them support set up their own home businesses from home so they can be there for their children.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you. Yeah, the Queensland floods, I was there for those, so I really know what that was like. Okay, Gayatri. Go ahead, Gayatri. You've got the microphone.
Yeah. Yes. My name is Gayatri. I am from Melbourne. I wanted to do this course because basically I'm a very feminine person. I'm spontaneous. I speak spontaneously at home and outside, but I have this problem. Whenever in the masculine group, especially at the work, I feel I'm not good enough. So that's the feeling I get. So I want to feel comfortable the way I am, speaking spontaneously and without any inhibition.
Beautiful. That's a wonderful. Yep, I love it, and we're definitely going to help you with that. So thank you so much for sharing that, Mary. We're having all the Australians in a row. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm from Melbourne. I wanted to do this course because I don't speak very well in a public speaking forum. I can speak very well in small groups, but I get very nervous if I feel like I'm being judged in a public speaking scenario. And I'm in transition between the roles that I perform from probably a very masculine IT sort of environment to a more people-focused environment. And the stuff about the speaking rather than the masculine speaking resonates with me. That's my reason.
Great, thank you. I love hearing why you're all doing it and also why you're doing it at this particular time, because it's always really interesting. Okay, I'm going to pass to Heather. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I'm Tani and everyone on the call. I've got my 9-month-old baby boy at home with me, and I wanted to do this course so that I could learn to develop myself for my baby and pass on the really good things that come from me being confident and happy. So I'm really excited about doing the course over the next 6 weeks.
Thank you so much, Heather. I just want to say beautiful, thank you. I just want to say to everyone that Heather emailed me and said, I really, really want to do your course, but I've got my baby with me, and will that be a problem? And I just wrote back to say, oh, my God, please come. It would be so lovely for us to have a baby on the call. Every now and then we're going to hear the sounds of a baby. I just think it will help us all stay in our hearts. So I was really excited to have Heather in the call. So, yeah, that's lovely. Okay, Maria, I'm passing you the mic. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. This is Maria. I'm from Sydney. The reason I wanted to do this course, similar to another caller, I've done some speaking courses, and just, again, it was all about in my head and what to do and what not to do, and it just didn't feel authentic to me, and because I work with women, their inner and outer beauty being aligned, I really wanted to not feel so nervous about really speaking my truth. So that's basically the perfect timing for me. So thank you so much.
Great, wonderful. I'm seeing Beth has her hand up. I'm just going to check in with you, Beth.
Oh, I didn't know I had my hand up.
Oh, that's all right. Did you drop off the call? Or?
No, I don't think so.
All right, good.
It must have been an accident. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Are you hearing the feedback I'm hearing?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Well, it's not everybody else is hearing it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to do this because I've been writing for a long time and also speaking sometimes, and I usually just normally do the preparation and writing all that. It's exhausting and I can't keep doing it, so I just need to learn to trust and speak more.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to pass to Maria now. Go ahead. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Tani. I think I've already spoken. Yes.
Oh, you've already spoken. Sorry. Yeah, the order's been jumping around in front of me, so I'm getting very confused. Every time I look, they've rearranged the order. It's the weirdest thing. So if I pass to someone who's already spoken, don't be offended. It's just I keep changing it around. So I think Jan next. I'm not sure if Jan's spoken. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jan. I am calling in from Eureka Springs, Arkansas, in the U.S. And let's see. Well, I put on my New Year's resolution list to become a better public speaker. And my friend Heidi, who's actually also on this call, let me know about this group, and I'm really excited to be here. I really resonated with, I can't remember who said this, but when we were talking about intentions for the course, the idea of embodying the radiant feminine and taking that energy out into the world.
Beautiful. I love it. We're definitely looking at that. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to pass to your dear friend, Heidi. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I'm also calling in from Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And before I say anything about myself, I just wanted to mention that it's been very difficult to hear some of the people speaking. I couldn't tell what their names were or where they were from, or what they wanted out of this course because the audio was so poor.
Okay, yeah, thanks for saying that, Heidi. I'm hearing most people fairly clearly, but I think it's going to depend on each person's Skype connection. So what will happen is when I put you in your small groups, we'll always take a minute for you to all listen to each other, and if anyone in your group needs to come closer to their microphone or we need to change things a bit, you'll always have an opportunity to do that because it really does depend on each particular person's Skype settings and stuff, unfortunately. But, yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Heidi. So go ahead. Share with us why you're doing this course.
Well, I've been actually doing public speaking for about 30 years. And most people tell me I do a great job, but I always feel very, very nervous, and I end up usually feeling quite sick or actually physically damaged after big public speaking events, and sometimes even after small ones. And I don't know exactly what the problem is. I feel like maybe it's you know, maybe I'm too empathic. I was listening to Judith Orloff. She's a psychiatrist speaking about highly empathic people, and everything she said sounded like me, so maybe that's the issue.
Yes. Yes.
But in any case, I would like to experience a little more ease with speaking, and I really am going to enjoy this course whether I get to change or not, because I think this is a really, really fun idea, and I'd like to learn more about teleconference teaching as well.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Heidi. I just want to speak to that for a moment. I do teach a lot about how to manage the audience's energy, because I'm also highly empathic and used to get very drained when I spoke in front of audiences. And we will be touching on it in this course. I tend to go into it much more deeply in the small coaching groups, because it really is sort of the next level of learning. But we will touch on it definitely in this course. So I think you'll get enough learning on it to just get you thinking. And if you want to go into it more deeply, I definitely go into that much more deeply in the coaching groups. But that's great. So thank you for bringing that up, because that is a real issue when we're speaking, needing to know how to manage the energy of the audience and how to work with energy that's coming towards us from people as we're speaking. So I'm going to pass now to Deepa. Go ahead, Deepa.
Hello. Hi. Yes, my name is Deepa. I'm from North Carolina, United States. It's actually around 9 o'clock or going towards 9 o'clock in the evening here. And I'm really thrilled and just really grateful to be taking the course and connecting with all of you. I feel really challenged in a lot of areas in my life, and I feel a very strong desire to connect with others on a very heart level, a heart-based level. And I'm looking forward to quieting my inner critic, that mind, you know, that's always racing, to really find my voice and to speak clearly, and also to learn how to speak without feeling so exhausted and drained all the time, but to feel empowered and energized.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Now I'm going to pass back to Margio. Go ahead, Margio.
Hello. So for me, I'm so glad that you mentioned that piece about managing your audience, because I think I speak to the choir, metaphorically, from my heart. But if it's not some group that I have passion and empathy with, then I sort of entrain with them, and there's a huge leap that's required that it's really hard to make. So I'm looking forward to expanding my repertoire, I guess you might say, to be able to talk to people that I wouldn't immediately connect with in a passionate,
yes,
heartfelt way. Yeah.
That's
and I'm
right.
I'm from Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, great. We've got people from so many different states of Australia and so many different states of America. I love it. Okay, now Shannon, who is yet again in another Australian state. Go ahead, Shannon.
Thanks, Tani. Hi, everybody. I'm Shannon, and I'm in Perth in Western Australia, so on the west coast of the country. I guess a little bit like Tani and some of you, I've until now, my speaking experience has very much been from the masculine. Lots of lecturing, lots of teaching. And as I move more and more into my creative self and my feminine, I find that I'm speaking more and more and take my connection on it to a whole new level. So that's a little bit about why I'm here. And I'm finding, too, that I'm getting more and more opportunities to speak on a global scale and to talk to creative souls. And I want to know that I'm speaking to them authentically, lovingly, and in a way that really connects with them and guides them to birth their creative magic in the world.
Yes, beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Now, I'm just going to check if I've left anyone out, because all the names have been jumping around every time I've looked, and I may quite possibly have left one or two people out. So if you haven't had a chance to introduce yourself, press 2 on your phone, and I'll see your name pop up, and then I'll pass you the mic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Alison got jumped around. There you go. Alison, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Queensland in Australia. I think I was jumping around a bit because I actually cut out for a little while, so I would say that's probably the reason. I've been drawn to the course mostly because in conversation I tend to shrink back a bit, because usually I start talking about something and I stumble and lose my train of thought and don't actually get my thought or point across, so I tend to avoid it altogether half the time. I want to reconnect with my true self and be able to input that in conversation. And also, I've done some speaking, and I'm developing a new business that will require quite a bit of speaking. And I tend to have slight panic attacks when I'm about to speak, which isn't terribly helpful. So I'd like to do something about that one. And definitely, someone pointed out quieting the inner critique. I think that's a good one. I'd like to do a little bit of work there as well. That's about it for me, I guess.
So what I want to do now is I want to actually put you guys into pairs. I think we have an even number here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, we've got 14. There's about another 8 women in the course, but they're going to come on Sunday night. They've all told me that. So I'm going to put you into pairs. So I'm just going to do that now. It's quite amazing, this technology, what we can do. So I'm just going to create little groups. So what you're going to do is, I'm just going to give you a minute to say hello, check that you can hear each other if someone has to turn up their microphone or come closer to their mic so that you can just take your time to set that up. So I'm going to give you a minute. You are all unmuted now, so just take that time and just chat with each other, and I'll ding the bell at the end of that to give you your next instruction. Okay, everybody, we'll just bring that to a close. I'm sure you could all talk for hours and you will get plenty of opportunity over the next few weeks. So it seems like now everyone's sorted out all their technological issues. We did have someone drop off, but they've come back on, and that's why I'm glad I wrote all the groups down, so if that happens. If that happens, just take a breath, and I'll pop the person back into your group when they come back on. So now what we're going to do is I'm actually going to give you 5 minutes each. So those people I've just named, you'll go first, and you're going to have 5 minutes. And what I want you to share with the other person is, firstly, what scares you about speaking? What scares you about speaking, whether it's speaking personally or public speaking? What scares you about speaking? The second thing is, what challenges you about speaking? So what about it do you find challenging? And that's often different from what scares us. And the third thing is, what excites you about speaking? So you're going to have 5 minutes to share that, what scares you, what challenges you, what excites you. Yeah, about 4 or 5 minutes, I'll give you time. If you run out of things to say before that, you can swap to the second person, but really see if you can take the full 4 or 5 minutes to speak. You'll hear me ding the bell at the end of your time. If I'm listening and I hear that most people have finished after 3 minutes, I'll ding the bell earlier. And then you'll swap over to the second person once you hear the bell, and they will share what scares you, what challenges you, and what excites you. And then at the end, I will give you a couple of minutes to share with each other. So I'm going to ask you not to chit-chat, just to listen, and then at the end, I'll give you time to chat with each other. So go ahead, the first person. You have 5 minutes or 3 or 4 minutes, depending how long everyone takes. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, the first person. It just looks like we had a whole bunch of people drop off. What I think I'm going to say, actually, do you know what? Because so many people are dropping on and off, it's starting to get a little bit unmanageable from this end and also from your end. So I'm just going to actually say to everyone, let's just press pause on this exercise. There's no point pushing against the flow. So let's just press pause. And what we're going to do is I'm actually going to change the process slightly just because so many people are dropping on and off. So I really want you to just take a moment to say a prayer of gratitude to the people who you have been able to hear and who have been able to listen to you and witness you sharing. And those of you who haven't had a chance yet to share, and even those of you who have, we're going to just take this process inwards for a moment instead of speaking it out to each other. You'll get a chance to speak later in the class. So what I want you to do is get out a pen and paper, and actually we're just going to take a couple of minutes to write down in your own words what it is about speaking that scares you, what it is that excites you, and what it is that challenges you. And if you already have spoken it, that may have helped you clarify it. If you haven't yet spoken, that's okay. Just take a moment to go inwards. So what scares you, what challenges you, and what excites you? And I'm going to give you 3 minutes, and then I'm going to press the bell at the end of that 3 minutes. I think that will be easier today with the technology, the way it's working. And so it can get a sense of where you're at. When you finish this process and you've written down in your own words what scares you, what challenges you, what excites you, just press one on your phone and then I'll have a sense of when everyone's, how you're all going. So when you finish the exercise, press one and there's no rush. You've got another couple of minutes. I'm starting to see some hands go up as people are completing, so just remember once you've finished writing them down, and you can just write them in bullet points, just very succinctly, just capturing the main threads. No need to write long sentences. We're going to be breaking it down further in a moment. Alright everybody, most people have finished that, and if you haven't, don't worry. As long as you've written a few of the fears and challenges down, that's the main thing we're going to be looking at now. And you can always go back to this. Actually, part of your homework for the week is going to be to go back to this in much greater detail, this exercise. So don't worry, whatever you've written will be still helpful. So I just want to say that I've run this course twice before and I've never had the problem with people dropping in and out of groups like we've had today. So I'm going to have to speak to Maestro Conference and see if it's something to do with Skype or maybe because we're all using different numbers, and I'll find out. If I can find out, it may well be that calling in by phone will be easier next week, or maybe it's just a weird thing happening today. So we'll just run with it. What we're going to do is today we're going to do more personal process work rather than the groups, given that that's the situation, and next week we'll do more work in groups. So what I'd like you to do now is pull out a separate sheet of paper. By the way, if you drop off and you come back on, just press 5 and then I'll be able to tell you what we're up to in the class. So pull out a sheet of paper. And now what we're going to do is, so you've just written your fears and challenges about speaking. We're going to focus on those for the moment. We'll leave the exciting, what excites you for another time. So what we're going to do is we're going to start to list the beliefs that are underlying those fears or challenges. So usually if you look through those fears that you've written, the challenges, there'll be a few beliefs that are actually underlying those. And how you'll know that they're beliefs is that they'll either start with the word I or they'll start with the word my. So for example, let's say one of my fears was I'm scared of standing up on stage because I think people would judge how I look. I think they won't think I look good enough. And let's say one of my challenges is I never know what to wear when I speak or, you know, because I'm worried that people would judge how I'm looking. Well, the underlying belief under that would be, I am ugly or I am unattractive. So I want you to look through what you've written as your... Look through what you've written as your fears and your challenges and just start to list a bunch of statements starting with I and my that you think might be some of the beliefs underlying this. So it might be things like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, or my gifts aren't welcome in the world, or I have nothing interesting to say, or my words aren't interesting, or whatever comes up for you, just off the top of your head. And just start to list those, and I'll give you a minute to do that, a couple of minutes to do that. And maybe list a few of them if a few of them come to you, maybe 4 or 5, maybe more. Some of them might underlie all the fears you've written, all the challenges, or some of the beliefs might only underlie 1 or 2 of them. Just kind of brainstorming what possible beliefs might be underneath those fears and challenges. Remember, the beliefs will start with the word I or the word my. And once you've started to write a few of these on your page, once you feel like you've got a few written down, press 1 on your phone, let me know. And if you're still going, that's okay. We're going to give a few minutes to this. And if you are someone who does this stuff very quickly, just sit with it. And you might find that after you've pressed 1, you even come up with a few more beliefs that you hadn't even known were there. So just keep working on it, even after you've pressed 1. So those of you who are still going, I'm going to ask you to press 1 if you've written at least 2 things on your page. But if you're still struggling to come up with the 2 beliefs, then keep going. And if anyone is struggling to come up with even 1 belief to write down, then just press 5 on your phone and I'll just work with you for a moment privately. If you're finding it hard to come up with 1. That's totally okay. In that case, just press 5 and I'll come and help you. Okay, well, I haven't seen anyone press 5, so I'm going to assume that everyone's written at least 1 belief down, and we're going to work with that, so that's great. So those of you who've written a number of beliefs, what I want you to do, and even if you've just written 1 belief, what I want you to do is look at the beliefs you've written on your page. Now I want you to give that each belief a score out of 10 for what is the emotional charge to that belief. So how strongly do you hold this belief? Do you really believe it? Is it like, I really, really believe I'm ugly, or I really believe my words don't matter, or I really believe I have nothing to say, or is it just a belief that you kind of, you lightly hold it, maybe it's a 2 out of 10. And you might give it a 9 or a 10 if you feel like, wow, I've had this for so long, it underlies all my fears, this belief. This is one of my major beliefs. So Beth, you've just come back onto the call. So what we've done is we've listed our beliefs that underlie the fears and challenges. Actually, I'm just going to jump in privately with Beth and see if she's missed. All right, everybody. So once you've done that, you've put a score out of 10 next to each belief. I want you to just press 1 on your phone so that I know you're finished. It's really feeling, gosh, how strongly do I hold this belief? Is it a 10 out of 10 or is it a 3 out of 10? And this is something you should be able to do fairly quickly. Just look at it and go, number, whatever number comes to you will usually be the right number. Really, does it have a strong emotional charge attached to it? Okay, so now what I'd like you to do is the belief that has the strongest charge, find that one. So maybe, and if you have two that have the same number out of 10, I want you to use your intuition to choose which of these beliefs is the highest priority for you to shift. So either pick the one that has the highest number out of 10, or if two of them have the same number, just use your intuition to choose which one is really more urgent, more important for you to shift right now today. And then I want you to take out a new sheet of paper, a third sheet of paper, completely fresh sheet of paper, and at the very top, I want you to write out this statement of belief, the one that had the highest charge. Write it out, whatever it is, I am ugly, or my words have no value, or whatever it is. And I want you to underline it or circle it and put it at the top of the page. That's the belief that we're now going to be working with. And the process we're going to do with this belief is a two-part process. The first part is based on the work of Byron Katie, which many of you may be familiar with. It's a really powerful tool to reframe our beliefs. We're also going to also then do a process to shift this belief energetically. And we'll see that after we've done both the mental reframing and the energetic shifting, that afterwards this belief will be much weaker and it probably won't drive those fears the way it has been. So it's a really powerful process. We're going to move through it quite quickly. I will be sending you this on the recording. I'll be sending you an audio with this so you can go back at home, do it in greater detail and actually choose some other beliefs to do it with. But we're just going to do a swift version of it today so you can start to have some shifts already just from today's class. So the first thing is I want you to look at that statement, whatever it is, I am ugly. That's the example I'm going to use today. It's one I used to carry. I don't anymore, luckily. And I want you to just start, question one, is this statement true, yes or no? There's no maybe. Is it true? Is that statement true, yes or no? Is it 100% true? And most of you, you know, it's okay if you write yes, it's true. Yeah, you probably will write yes, it's true, if that's a strongly held belief. That's okay. Now, the second question, which is a more subtle question, is this statement absolutely 100% without a shadow of a doubt true in all circumstances? So if you look at this statement, would everyone on the planet agree with you that this is true? Is it true in every single circumstance 100% of the time? If that's the case, write yes, and if not, write no. There's no maybes here. Is this statement absolutely without a shadow of a doubt 100% true? Can I absolutely say for sure I am ugly? Would everyone in the world agree with that? Is it 100% true? And I suspect most of you will probably write no when we get to that. Is it 100% true without a shadow of a doubt? The next question I want you to ask, which is a slightly longer question I'm going to give you a bit more time with, is this belief really yours? And what I mean by that is, does this belief arise out of your own life experience, or did you get this belief from someone else? Maybe from your family or your friends or your teachers at school, or you read it in a magazine. So if I was doing this with that old example I used to have, I am ugly, there really wasn't much in my experience that told me that, but kids at school had called me ugly, so that's why I believed it. So that was one that really wasn't my belief. It was coming from other people. And we tend to pick up a lot of beliefs from our parents, beliefs about money, beliefs about values, you know, things only come to those who work hard. That's a common belief we tend to inherit. So just look at your statement you've written and notice, has that actually come out of your own life experience, or did you pick that up from your parents or friends or teachers or magazines or TV shows? Just get really honest with that. And it's okay if it's your own belief, but you just need to know if it is your own belief, because often it's not. And if it is, that's okay. We'll still work with it. And just, you can just write down, yes, it's mine, no, it came from my dad, without really having to go further into that. It's enough just to identify where it came from. So now the next question, this is a Byron Katie question, and it's very powerful. I want you to just sit with this for a moment before you write anything. Who would you be without that story? So if you weren't running that belief, who would you be? How would you feel differently about yourself? How would you act differently in the world? Just feel that for a moment before you write it. And then take your pen out and start to write down just the bullet points of who would you be without that story if you weren't carrying that belief of that fear. So I'm noticing Heather has just dropped back, so I'm just come back onto the call, so I'm just going to pop off with her for a minute. Just all right, everybody, so just writing down who you would be without that story. How you would feel differently, how you would act differently if you didn't carry that belief. Powerful question. And I want you to press 1 on your phone when you've finished writing that. Just writing brief bullet points. Oh, I'm seeing lots of ones coming up. Excellent. Good on you. This is a powerful thing to be able to write. Very powerful. For those of you who are still writing, just starting to bring that to an end, just wrapping up the last few bullet points and then press 1 when you finish. Okay, and don't worry if you haven't fully finished that, but I'm sure you're starting to get a sense of what's possible, who you would be if you didn't carry that belief, how you would act differently, how you would feel differently. So now the next thing for you to do is I actually want you to turn that statement around. This is another Byron Katie thing to do. Turn that statement around. So what I want you to do is write a statement that is the opposite of your statement, just by changing one or two keywords. So if my statement originally was, I am ugly, I may turn it around by writing, I am beautiful, or I am not ugly. If my statement was, my words don't matter, I might change it to, my words matter, or my words are important. So just change one or two keywords that changes the meaning to make it mean the opposite. And write that new statement down. Now I want you to get out a new sheet of paper and I want you to write your new statement down at the top of that sheet of paper. I am beautiful, or whatever the statement is. If anyone is having trouble turning around their statement, just press 5 and I'll help you. Well, it looks like everyone's done it. Excellent. So writing your statement on a new sheet of paper, I want you to underline it or circle it. So this is now a new statement that you're looking at. And I want you to look at this statement you've written and ask yourself, is there any chance that this statement could be true? Even 1% of a chance. Could anyone possibly believe that? Are there any circumstances where this could be true? So if my one was, I am beautiful, I could say, well, actually, is there any possibility that that's actually true? Could anyone think that? Could there be circumstances where that could be true? And if the answer is yes, write yes. So you can only write yes or no. There's no maybe. Is that statement possibly true? Even 1%? Fantastic. Now, what I want you to do is, and this is the fun part, I want you to actually find three examples in your life experience that could be evidence of this statement. Excuse me. So if the statement that I was still working with was, I am beautiful, I could remember once in my childhood where someone told me I was beautiful, or once where I put on an outfit I really loved and I did makeup and I walked outside and I felt really beautiful. Or just find three examples from your own life that could be evidence for this statement. I'm going to give you a minute to do that. And I want you to actually write them down, those three pieces of evidence. You might want to think back to when you were younger. Was there any evidence of this? Or do you know anybody who, if you asked them this question, can you think of anything, any evidence of this in my life, that they would be able to see that answer? So if you asked your best friend, for example, or someone who really cares about you, or, you know, a really close friend, and you said, can you think of any examples of when I've been beautiful or smart or whatever it is that your statement is? And imagine what they would say. That might help you come up with the three examples. And once you've finished this, I want you to press 1 on your phone so I get a sense how you're all going. And those of you who've pressed 1, you might even be able to come up with another piece of evidence, maybe 4 or 5 pieces of evidence. And if you're struggling to come up with a second or third piece, I really want you to close your eyes for a moment and imagine that the person who loves you most in the world, whether it's a parent or your best friend or your husband or maybe your future partner, your future husband, I want you to imagine them looking into your eyes and ask them this question. Can you think of any examples in my life of where this might be true? See what they tell you. You can be creative with this. So if there's anyone who hasn't written 2 examples of this, who can't come up with 2, that's okay. I just want you to press 5 so I know where you're at and I can work with you on it. Haven't been able to think of 2 examples, press 5. Okay. I'm going to speak with that person for a moment. So everyone else, just see if you can come up with a few more examples. All right, everybody, coming back to this. So I've just been helping with someone work with that. I just want to say for when you're doing this exercise again, because I'm going to ask you guys to pick another belief and do it again, what I didn't say before is usually the beliefs will be a very simple statement. I am this or I am not this. They won't be a long, complex sentence. So if you've written a long, complex sentence, you probably haven't yet got to the underlying belief. You're probably still writing about fears and challenges. The belief is always something very simple. I am not loved, I am not lovable, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I'm this, I'm to that, or my words don't count. So when you go back and do this again by yourself, I really want you to really bring it, strip it back to the absolute underlying beliefs. And that's a practice that takes time. It's not so easy to do it in such a fast process like we're doing today. So don't worry if you haven't been able to nail those beliefs yet, because you're going to get to do it again. So what I want you to do now is to write down, so you've got this new statement that you've written, I am beautiful or whatever, and the new statement will be just as simple. It'll be just two or three words. So you've turned around your original belief, I am ugly, you've swapped it to the opposite, I am beautiful. You've found some evidence in your life for this, which is fantastic. And then now what I want you to do is write down, or just think about this first, who would you be with this new story? If this was a belief that you carried into the world, how would you feel differently about yourself? How would you present yourself differently? How would you act differently in the world? Then just start to write about that very briefly in bullet points. How would you feel differently about yourself? How would you act differently if this was your story that you were running around with? Those of you who've been dropping on and off, apologize for that. You will be able to do this exercise again. I'll be sending it to you. So don't worry if you've fallen behind. Just do your best to catch up. Really what we've done is we've turned around the underlying belief. We found some evidence for it. And now we're just seeing, how would our life be different without this story? And if you skip some of the stages, don't worry. Just focus on identifying the underlying belief. That I am not enough, or I am to this, or I am to that, because we're going to work on that in the second part anyway. So just jotting down briefly, how would your life be different if you carried around this new belief? And so now, just pausing that, whatever you've written is enough, and even if you haven't written it all, as long as you've got a feeling of how your life might be different, that's enough. So given that we've already seen that it's quite possible that your original belief is not even true, and it quite possibly didn't even come from you, you may have even just picked that belief up from someone else, and there actually is evidence that this new belief might be true, and you've seen who you would be without that story, even both of them have evidence, you may as well choose the belief out of those two that's actually going to lead to a better life, that's going to empower you, that's going to make you feel good about yourself. Because both of them might be true, both of them might be untrue. We can find evidence for both, depending on your perspective. So you may as well choose the belief that empowers you. So what I want you to do is go back to the sheet before this where you had your original statement, your original negative statement of your belief that was leading to all your fears. In my case, the example I was using, it was, I am ugly. And look at the score you gave it out of 10. And I want you to give it the score that you would give it now out of 10. How strongly do you believe that now, that old statement? How much emotional charge does it have? You might notice it's gone down a little bit. Because you've seen it might not even be true. It might not even be your own belief. You might have got it from somewhere else. And you've seen how much it's limiting you in your life. And so not helping you carrying it around, and that there's an opposite belief that actually has a lot of evidence. Does it have the same emotional charge now? So if you saw that your score went down, I want you to press 2. If your score has stayed the same, I want you to press 3. Score went down, press 2. If it stayed the same, press 3. Right. So I'm seeing twos from everyone who's done the process. There's a couple of people that got stuck on the belief stage, and that's okay. So you're still a three. We're still going to take that belief into the next process, and we're going to shift it in a different way. And if your belief hasn't gone down, that's okay, because we're now going to be doing an energetic process around it. So what I want you to do is put your pen and paper away now. Pen and paper away and close your eyes. We're going to do a brief process that you can do again at home. You can take your time over it. You can do it on lots of your beliefs, but we're just going to pick the one we're doing today. And we're going to be doing a small visualization, and it's going to be using a lot of metaphors that are going to help your brain to shift stuff and help your energy field to clean itself up. So it's all just metaphors. Those of you who are sensitive to energy might sense some energetic stuff going on. So close your eyes, and I want you to immediately imagine that you've been lifted up and you're standing in a spaceship, a really beautiful spaceship, a very friendly spaceship where you feel very, very welcome. This is just a metaphor, not a real spaceship. So you're standing in this imaginary spaceship. It's very beautiful. Don't worry if you're not a visual person. Some of you are visual, you may actually see the spaceship, how beautiful it is. Some of you may just feel it in your body, or you may just have a sense of it. I want you to imagine that standing in the spaceship with you is a group of really loving warriors. They're warrior figures, and they're very wise and loving. And they're looking at you with so much love. They're welcoming you into their spaceship. They're very wise beings, very loving warrior beings, very strong. And one of them comes over and says hello and gives you a hug. And don't worry if you can't see them, if you're not visual. Maybe you feel the hug, or maybe you hear their words of hello and welcome. I'm moving quite fast through this visualization, so just run with it. I want you to imagine that this loving warrior, you feel very safe with him. He's very, very protective and calm and loving. And he leads you down a corridor. And you're walking with him down this corridor until you get to this big door. It's a very beautiful door. It's a very inviting door. And you knock on the door and you hear a very wise, welcoming voice welcoming you. So if you've just joined the call again, if you fell off, we're just doing a little visualization. We're imagining that we're in a spaceship surrounded by these very loving warriors, and one of them has just guided us down a corridor, and it's just a metaphor. We're just playing with our imagination. You come to this door, beautiful, inviting door, and you knock on the door, and you hear a very wise, old, elderly voice. It's very loving, and it welcomes you in. So you open the door, and you walk inside, and you see the elder of this race of warrior beings. And the reason that I'm choosing a male elder is because we're really working with the clarity of our own masculine energy here. So you see this very wise, elderly, wise old man. He's the elder of this warrior race. And maybe you give him a hug. He's very gentle. And I want you to stand in front of him and ask him to scan your energy field. That doesn't just mean your body. It means the field around your body. And ask him to scan your energy field and find where in your energy field does this belief sit, the original belief we've been looking at today, if you've managed to narrow that belief down. And if you haven't managed to narrow it down, ask him to find the belief anyway, even if you haven't been able to put it into words. He can still see where it is in your energy field. So in my case, the belief was, I am ugly. So I would ask him to scan, where is it? And now those of you who are visual, you may see him point to a part of your energy field, and you may see that it's a bit darker or heavier or a different color there. Those of you who are kinesthetic, you may feel a part of your body that gets triggered or buzzes or feels heavier, or you just get a sense that he's pointing there. Some of you might hear words if you're auditory. You might hear him say, it's just under your left hip. So whatever is right for you. Or you might just have a knowing where this belief sits in your energy field. And what I want you to do is ask him to transmute it out of your energy field, transmute it into light. And I want you to ask him to show you it being transmuted into light. So some of you might see him wave a magic wand and the whole thing just poof and it disappears. Some of you might see him pull it out of you, like pulling out a cloth of color or a cloth of black. Some of you might hear something. Some of you might just feel it transmuting into light. but I want you to actually pay attention to what he does to transmute this place in your energy field into light, to pull this belief out and transmute it into light. Just a metaphor. You're very visual. You may see some graphic images. Your auditory, he may be explaining to you what he's doing. If you're kinesthetic, you may feel it in your body. Or you may be someone like I am who just has a knowing of what's happening and you don't necessarily see any detail. And then ask him to let you know when he's finished. And it's usually quite a fast process because you're working with an elder who's an absolute master of tracking people's energy and transmuting things into light. So I want you to stand in front of him again and just ask him to look at that same part of your energy field and scan it again and see if there's any remnants or any traces left of that belief. And if he does see a trace of it, I'd like you to ask him to track it back to where it came from and just watch where he tracks it back to. Just watch him go super fast, tracks it back maybe to something in your childhood or your family or a person that you once met. Those of you who are open to this, you may find he tracks it back to something beyond this lifetime or even beyond this dimension. Just let your imagination run with it. And he's going to give you a super fast answer. He's just going to track it back to something before this moment, a person or an experience or a resonance or a frequency. And then ask him to transmute this all the way back to its source. So he's tracked it back to the source. He's going to transmute it all the way back at its source, transmute it into light. Watch what he does. Feel what he does or hear what he does. And we're going really fast. He's transmuting it back to light. And now come back to standing in front of him and just get him one final time to stand in front of you and scan that part of your energy field. Notice if it has reduced even further or maybe it's completely gone. And just ask him one last time if there's any residue left, to pull that residue out of your energy field and transmute it into light. And just watch what he does. He's a technician. He works super fast. He's got laser-like clarity. And he will just wave his magic wand or pull it out of you or do whatever he does to transmute it into light. And now what I want you to watch him doing is ask him to actually look at that area where there used to be that belief and just flood that area with light. So it's like he's bathing that part of your energy field with light and healing it, washing any traces away, flooding it with love, flooding it with light, flooding it with compassion, flooding it with self-forgiveness, self-love, with joy, with happiness, with gratitude. He's just washing it out like you wash away an old piece of dust. And when he's finished, just notice what it feels like in your body now that that area has been transmuted and washed away and cleaned up. And we're still moving fast. I want you to thank him, maybe give him a hug or shake his hand, whatever feels right to you. And say goodbye to him, knowing that you can come back and do this. I'm going to be sending you a much more detailed recording where you can go at your own pace, much slower. And you can get him to either go back to that belief or pick out other ones and get him to find them in your energy field and transmute them. So I want you to say goodbye, but knowing that you can come back whenever you want. And then close the door and you'll find that loving warrior waiting outside to take you all the way back down the corridor. You'll be standing in the entrance of the spaceship, seeing all the loving warriors around you. And I want you to say goodbye to them, give them a hug or call out goodbye from a place of gratitude for their help. And then just come back down into your body and feel yourself arriving back into your body. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Maybe have a stretch. And then just slowly open your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in, bringing yourself back into the room. We just did a very quick energetic shifting process then. Obviously, I'm going to give you an audio of this. You can go much slower at your own pace. but because we had some technical hitches today, we've had a bit less time, but that's all right. Now, what I want you to do is go back to that sheet with your belief on it, that belief, the original belief, I am ugly, or whatever it was, that one-line belief, and I want you to now look at the score out of 10 and write what score would you give it out of 10 now and how you're feeling now, now that you've cleared some of it from your energy field. Notice if it's gone down even further. And if it's gone down even further, press 2 on your phone. If it's still the original number it was at the beginning of the whole exercise half an hour ago, press 3. But if it's lower than it was, press 2. And for some people, the energetic stuff is more powerful than the mental reframing. For others, it's the other way around. But I'm seeing almost all 2s, so I can tell that the energy process has done a lot, even though we went at light speed through it. So that's wonderful. And you can imagine how effective it will be when you go back through this with the other beliefs. So the homework for you, or the home play for you this week, is to listen to the audio that I'm going to send you when you get your email this week. And it's basically a version of this process we just did that you can pause and go through at your own pace. And I'm going to want you to go back to your original list of fears and challenges that you wrote, that most of you found fairly easy to write, and really go through and identify some other beliefs. And those beliefs will be simple one-line statements. The really core beliefs, I am not worthy, I am not lovable, I am not smart enough. There'll be something simple, my work is not valuable, something like that. And I want you to list more of them, and then I want you to choose the ones with the highest emotional charge and go through this process with them, the mental process and the energetic process. It's incredibly powerful. So I know we've gone super fast with that, but I think even from that you probably have had a sense of what's possible. And I'm going to ask your permission if we can go just a few minutes late today with the class, just because we have run a bit late, because a lot of those technical hitches in the beginning took a bit of time, and that's all right. So I just want to give us a couple of minutes to see if there's anyone who wants to share anything that happened for them during that belief process, or even in identifying your fears and challenges, or in working with the beliefs, or in doing the energetic shift. Just, we're going to take 2 or 3 shares from people. I think it's a nice way to close the group and to really bring us back into the world and back into a sense of connectedness with each other. So even if what you think happened isn't so positive, or you don't think it's significant, don't worry. Just press 1 if you have anything at all to share, positive or negative, or big or small. It's just a way for us all to connect back with each other from our heart, just as we close up the session. Press 1 on your phone if you have something to share with the group to help you come back into the world. So I'm going to start with Jacqueline. I'm going to give you the mic. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Tani. My belief was at a 10 out of 10. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello, Jacqueline, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm on mute accidentally. Can't hear you.
I'm here.
Today is the day of technical hitching. All right, we'll see if anyone else has anything to share while Jacqueline's sorting out her microphone, because we can't hear her. If anyone else has anything to share from that process, maybe you could share with us what your belief was and what it changed to, and how that translated for you. Or maybe your vision of what your life would be like without that story. That would be a nice thing to share with the group. So I'm going to pass the phone to Margio. Go ahead, Margio.
Hi. The most powerful point for me was the belief that
Hello?
I don't connect. Can you hear me?
Margio, I've given you the mic.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, I know why I couldn't hear you. I was in a private breakout group. I'm so sorry about that. So sorry about that, Jacqueline. You probably were on air and I just couldn't hear you because I was in a separate room from when I was trying to help someone before. So I'm going to go back to Jacqueline. So Jacqueline, go ahead.
Hi, Tani. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry about
Hi.
That.
Hi. It's open. My belief was a 10 out of 10, so it was quite, there was quite a lot of charge on it.
It's just finishing.
and it was that I'm going to do something stupid and embarrassing.
Okay.
And and all the questions were really great, but when we got to the part where we had to turn it around into its opposite, that's when it was the most powerful for me, and it became, I'm going to do something clever and endearing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that really changed it all for me, and it took it down to a 2 out of 10, and then after we did the process, it was just completely, all the charges completely gone.
Wonderful. There you go. So we did it super fast, but it's still been very effective, so that's great. I'm going to pass now to Margio, give you a chance to speak. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Margio. The interesting part for me was to get in contact with the belief that people don't understand me, I just don't connect well, which is a belief I didn't know that I had. And I see how I created such evidence about that, going through life thinking that that was true. So that was very powerful. Thank you,
Wonderful. Right. We do. We have these stories, and we energize them with our beliefs. We energize them with evidence. And once we believe them, then we find more evidence for them and more evidence for them. So once we can turn it around and work with the opposite belief, we can start to find evidence for that, which is really interesting. Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to give one last person. I'm going to give Mary the microphone. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. My original belief was I don't want to be humiliated. And I changed it to I'm engaging when I speak. And it didn't really change for me until I did the energy exercise, and then it went from a 9 to a 4.
Oh, well, there you go. So it's wonderful. So, you know, often we do mental reframing techniques, but it's really powerful to do the energetic stuff as well. It's a really, really powerful tool. So I'm really glad to hear that it's helped you, Mary. That's great. So I just want to finish by saying that, as I said, I'm going to send you an email which has a link to this audio of this so that you can do it again on some other beliefs. Next week we're not going to be doing work with beliefs. We're going to be look at centering techniques for when we're speaking and how to set our intention when we speak. It's going to be a very, very powerful session. Hopefully we won't have the technical issues we've had today. I'm going to look in to see what happened. So I hope to see you all live on that call. If you feel like you want to join in the follow-up group because we had some glitches today, you're welcome to join in on Sunday. And I also want to just encourage all of you to, if you haven't yet joined our Facebook group, I've set up a Facebook group for all the women who've ever done this course, and it's a great chance to share with each other during the week the shifts and epiphanies you're having. And if you want to follow up stuff that happened in the small groups and chat with each other, you can do that on the Facebook group. So in order to join that group, you just have to be on Facebook, have a Facebook account, and then add me as a friend. And once you add me as a friend, I will be able to join you into the group. And I'm going to get my assistant to do that today, to join everyone into the group. So if you haven't added me as a friend, go ahead and do that, and I'll add you into the group. So thank you all so much. Apologies for any glitches we've had today. It's just what's going on, and we've just had to run with it. But we've done some powerful work today, so I advise you to just have a bit of a rest. Try and maybe drink lots of water after this session and be a little bit gentle with yourself today, because we've been looking at some deep stuff. So thank you all so much. I look forward to seeing you all next week. Okay, bye. I'm going to end the call. See you all next week. Bye.